Good afternoon. Plenty of clouds across interior New York and New England today as a warm front approaches from the south and west. The front is already generating numerous showers and some bursts of rain in western New York, which will slide across parts of northern New York and New England during the course of the afternoon. So scattered showers are in the forecast. Even for other locations across the region, we may see a passing shower or a spotty sprinkle. Not much in the way of rainfall, but certainly enough clouds to keep the temperature down, with highs reaching into the lower to mid-60s on average. That warm front will slide by tonight with more scattered showers and areas of fog, and lows will drop back into the lower to mid-50s. On the warmer side of the front tomorrow, skies will be partly sunny. We still run the risk of a scattered shower with the front nearby, but temperatures should be about 5 to 10 degrees milder, and most everyone will at least reach into the lower 70s. The storm system, which is generating this warm front, will slide through the area on Sunday night with a better chance of showers and will be on the cooler side of the system for Columbus Day. As a result, we can expect mostly cloudy skies and the risk of a shower on Monday, with highs back into the mid-60s. A ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will start to build across the mid-Atlantic region and points north into the northeastern part of the country. The result will be a new push of warmer air for the middle of the week next week. On Tuesday, with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be in the mid-70s and then push toward the 80-degree mark with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. The next front will make a run at us on Thursday. Out ahead of it, we'll still be in the 70s for highs, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Behind that front, increasing sunshine but blustery and cooler weather for Friday and to start next weekend, with highs sliding back through the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, satellite imagery, surface observations, and radar data from Belize indicate that an area of low pressure is centered just north of the Bay Islands of Honduras. The National Hurricane Center is tracking this system as the associated showers and thunderstorms are showing signs of organization. However, it does not yet have a well-defined circulation. Environmental conditions are expected to become gradually more conducive for further development, and a tropical depression or tropical storm is expected to form over the northwestern Caribbean Sea or the southern Gulf of Mexico tomorrow or Monday, while the system moves slowly northward. Interests in the Yucatan Peninsula, western Cuba, and the northern coast of the Gulf of Mexico will have to monitor this system for tropical cyclone formation. This disturbance will continue to bring torrential rains to portions of Central America, the Yucatan Peninsula, and western Cuba into next week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 17 at Hettinger, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, upper 60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 64 degrees, the average low 43, the record high 90 set in 1900, and the record low 24 set in both 1965 and in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 6:58 a.m., sunset this evening 6:28 p.m., 11 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. More showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with just the risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs right around 60. More showers tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, just the risk of a shower today with highs in the lower 60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, a risk of a shower today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. A few showers tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy, the risk of a shower Monday in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-70s Tuesday, near 80 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy in the 70s Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. And increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler Friday and Saturday with high temperatures back into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.